Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Hey there, it is Kelly Mano. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Podcast. We are all the way up to episode 39.
Yay!
Is that right? And yep. I am here with my buddy Hoss, producer Geary, and my friend Jess is here today.
Hi! I'm always shocked when I get asked back.
I know, right? So do you even have, I don't even think you have a last name, do you? You just, I mean, really, everybody just goes by Jess, right?
Yeah, but I actually have two last names.
You do? Did you hyphenate?
I did.
Why did you hyphenate?
Come
closer to that microphone, first of all. We got all brand new microphones.
Yeah.
Let me know if we sound like really...
I was going to say, it's really nice in here
now. We sound like crispy. Well, because I've been borrowing... My husband's in a band, and when I started this podcast, you know, it didn't make any money right away, so I've been borrowing all of his, like, wedding band equipment. And the other night, he went to go, like, play a gig and realized, like, half his crap was in my office. He's like, that's it, you're getting all new stuff. And so...
Worked out for you. Trick.
So we're really...
It's a good trick to get him to buy new stuff.
Yeah,
I know, right?
It was.
I hid it all on purpose. So anyway, new microphone, so get real close and friendly to it. And tell me why you hyphenated your last name.
Because my dad died when I was 4, mm-hmm. and it's, like, my piece of him. And my husband didn't care.
Yeah.
So, I was
but
like,
you have a brother, don't you, to carry on your name?
Yeah, and I'm not worried about that so much. Yeah. But my mom's like, "You've been Jessica Krantz your whole life. You should just keep your name." I'm like, "Okay." Yeah.
No, I get that. Now I'm kind of traditional in a lot of senses, but like I have not used the name Kelly Sumter in so long, it mm-hmm. doesn't even sound normal to me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, which I know a lot of people, you know, in Granite City, they when they hear Kelly Mano, it's like completely foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
Which, speaking of Granite City, we were going to talk about this later, but guess what I have coming up in 3 months?
Reunion?
20-year high school reunion.
Mine was last year.
Does it feel like it couldn't have been that long ago?
No.
100%.
Not at all.
My gosh.
So, Hoss, did you go to yours?
Yes.
And was it fun?
It was. It was extremely cramped.
Really?
Yeah, but it was fun. Here's the thing, like, I don't know about you, but my close friends from high school, I've stayed friends with.
Me too, absolutely.
So it was more just like, all right, here's the people that I hang out with, and over there is a bunch of people that I recognize the faces.
But couldn't tell you their names.
But whatever. Yeah. So, you know, it was nice to have pretty much everybody back in the same place.
Yeah.
It amazes me how everyone's still separated to their same cliques.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't change. There's the quick, like, you go around, like, oh, hey, I remember you. Hey, I remember you. And then within a half hour, like, everyone's in their little group.
Yes.
And stayed there the whole night.
I would say there's a good, like, 15 to 20 people you really want to see.
Oh, yeah.
But not a whole lot other. And I still talk to most of them. So it's not. And to me, like, a reunion is not a big deal. I know some people who go all out. Like, they go on weight loss binges. Mm-hmm. And they. So we have a good friend who recently went to his, I want to say, 25-year reunion. And not only did he go on this, like, crazy diet beforehand, he rented a car to pull up in it for his reunion. Isn't that dumb? We tried telling him. I'm like, why are you doing? Like, he's such a good guy. He's a father of 4. He lives, like, a modest life in North County, but they moved recently. I don't know what happened in his high school that he felt the need to impress them so much.
I think it's a St. Louis thing.
Is it?
Because high school's, like, such a big deal here.
Yeah.
The only crazier... high school reunion story I have is a good friend of mine from Los Angeles went to her 10-year reunion.
Yeah.
Met the person who would be her husband. They
wow.
graduated together, never knew each other in high school.
Yeah. I think also if you have like...
Started dating after the reunion, are now married with a kid.
Yeah. I could totally see that. Now, see, I don't have any like ex-boyfriends from my class. So I was just their friend, like that was their buddy. So I was a big tomboy. I could see maybe like if you were going to like see an ex-boyfriend for the first time in 20 years, like maybe you'd want to look
good.
I see
my ex-high school girlfriend probably once a week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you don't, I mean, but see, you still see her all the time. If you were not going to see her in 20 years, I guess you would kind of care about how you look.
I would probably hit the gym a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess, what
see,
about you?
I'm the opposite. It's like we did a 15-year reunion last summer.
Yeah.
And, sorry. And, to me, it's like, who cares? Like, that was so long ago.
Right.
Who even cares?
Agree.
We're like totally different. It's like a different life.
And
who
with
cares?
Facebook, like, everybody knows exactly what I look like.
And that is exactly true.
You know?
I think that is the biggest difference between reunions then and now.
Right.
Is because
oh,
of social media, You don't have the, oh, so what have you been up to for the last 20 years?
Right.
You know. Like, I know that that lady owns a business and has two kids.
Well,
and that dude's been in jail. And that guy lives here.
Like, that's what's really creepy about Facebook is that you'll be friends with people that are more like acquaintances.
Yes.
That you would see, like, you'll pass them in Target and you would normally never talk to them because you didn't know them that well. Because they're on Facebook, you know that they're married and they have two kids named Betty and Billy. And then mm-hmm. that Billy won a soccer tournament last weekend. And it's
absolutely.
Like, it's an odd thing to be on social media and have all these acquaintances.
You'll notice
it
next weekend for sure.
Oh, God, not next week. In 3 months.
For 3 months,
it's
yeah.
in July,
it,
I think.
It takes a lot of the small talk
yeah.
out. And I think that's why everyone
for
was
sure.
like, hey, good to see you, and immediately went back to their group of friends.
That sounds good to me. But what they are going to do is they're going to do a family event that morning and let you bring your kids and like walk the hallways of Granite City.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they still put all the graduating high school classes pictures up. And I think that our soccer team won second place in state my senior year, things like that. So I can show the kids all... You know, they're at the age where they're obsessed with mom and dad's, like, glory days, like, growing up. And
sure.
Jimmy was such a good kid that he can, like, sit down and be like, let me tell you stories, kids. And I'm like, no. I'm like bribing my mom and all my aunts to, like, shut up. I'm like, don't tell them
mm-hmm. anything.
Nope. And so over the weekend, Hawes and I both have obsessive relationships in our mind with two people. They are Axl Rose and Gwen Stefani. And they both pissed off a lot of people this weekend. Do you want to start with Axl? Because that's a St. Louis thing. The Gwen thing is more mainstream. But so Axl Rose, like there were these billboards put up in St. Louis saying Guns N' Roses is coming back to St. Louis. For those of you who can't remember, St. Louis is where Axl jumped off the stage and beat the crap out of the guy in the audience. And then he wore shirts that F St. Louis. And then St. Louis got together and took a group picture and flipped him off. Like, Axl and St. Louis have not been together in 25 years
They're
or something.
They're really, really bad. It's like a bad ex-boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Yes, like they hate each other. And all of a sudden, these Guns N' Roses billboards start going up around St. Louis. And sure enough, they really like release a teaser video that they're going to be coming to St. Louis.
Yep.
And then on April Fool's Day, they tell everybody that they're not.
Yep.
And all these people are like, how is Hoss? I'm like, well.
Not good.
I'm like, he's in the fetal position, rocking back and forth, and he's not taking phone calls.
Well, why would they put up billboards and stuff?
Hoss, what is the story?
So from what I've gathered, the video that was released last week, a week ago Friday, was the outline of the cities they were going to hit.
Okay.
But when it came down to brass tacks over the course of this last week in locking down dates and venues, they could not get routing for St. Louis to work.
That's stupid.
But why would they spend the money on billboards and marketing and stuff and then be
that's
like...
That's not on the band.
Okay, I get that.
That's
okay.
on their, what, promotions, that, their manager?
That's on the company that's booking the tour.
Okay, yes. Which would is that what you do for your management company?
No, we manage the band. The company would be like the Live Nations of the world and AEG, like the companies that their job is they fund and pay bands to tours. So the reason those billboards went up is because Live Nation, who's putting on this tour, in good faith, knew we have a Guns N' Roses date. Let's promote it.
Right.
And then when it came down to putting the show together, it didn't work. So
now you lost your mind and bought tickets to how many Guns N' Roses shows now are you going to?
Above and beyond what I already had?
Yeah, like where all are you going?
I'm going to Vegas this week. I'm going to Coachella next week. I'm going to go to Kansas City. I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to Chicago. Possibly Pittsburgh. Possibly New York.
I think you have a problem.
And maybe New Orleans.
I think that's borderline stalking. Like,
I
at
really
what
like
point,
the band.
Here's the thing. You're easy to pick out in a crowd.
Yes.
So at some point, Axl is going to be like...
I know! It's awesome!
Who is?
Oh,
they're going to be
boy.
Like, who is that 7-foot tall guy grinning,
that's
like,
right.
grinning ear to ear at every single show?
Like, 7 years ago, they played... K-Rock Alien Invasion was their first show in L.A. in 10 years. And I worked for Universal. So I called my boss. I got tickets, and I went. And I was third row center.
Yeah.
And this is before Chinese Democracy had come out, but songs had leaked online.
Right.
So songs had leaked. There was hunger from everyone. Guns N' Roses decided to do, like, 6 shows. And he gets ready to play one of the new songs and goes, well, I guess we have to play one of the songs. It's one of the reasons we're here, because you MFers just can't stay off the internet.
Yeah.
Start singing the song. I am singing every word to the song to the point that, and you can see it online, Axel during the set is scanning and stops and is looking at me singing the song back to him. And he's just like, one of those guys,
yes,
aren't you?
So that same thing happened with me and Snoop Dogg. I'm not kidding. It was when Lollapalooza came to town, and it was all these grunge bands and Snoop Dogg, right? And so, like, all these hit, and this was, like, before everybody loved rap. So this was, like, 15 years ago. Now it's more mainstream. But I'm like, Snoop Dogg's coming to Lollapalooza. So I got, like, fourth row tickets. And as soon as Snoop hits the stage, like, half the hippies go get stoned, right?
Yep. Right.
And so Snoop is left with, like, you know, like, a couple hundred people. And there's me in the fourth row, you know, doing every song. And he kept pointing at me. At one point, he, like, even, like, held the microphone
you
out for me to, like,
girl.
Yeah. Like, who's this chubby little white girl? So we're going to go to break. I'll come back and tell you guys why everybody is mad at Gwen Stefani.
I still love you, Axel.
I'm telling you, it's borderline stalking.
No, it's not.
Borderline stalking. Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Come mix to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the weekend, maybe I'm about to have me some fun. The Kelly
Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly sponsored by Loot Crate. If you went to Comic-Con over the weekend or you know someone who did, you need to know about Loot Crate. Hoss and I just made a video about it because he is like a Loot Crate fanatic.
I am. It's such a cool thing. It's a great, great box service.
It is. It's a monthly service for like geeks and gamers. And basically monthly plans start at $19.99 per month. But the longer you go, the cheaper it is. You can get your little box for $12 a month. Mm-hmm. Each box has over $45 of merchandise in it. So you're getting it for a bargain at $12. And if you've got a nephew or a grandson with a birthday coming up, how excited would they be to learn that not only are you getting them a birthday present, but they're going to keep getting one once a month for the next 3 months, 6 months, a year. The best part is there's no commitment. There's no contract. You are in control of when it starts and it ends. It's not one of those sneaky things where you buy one and then they start charging your credit card, you know.
It's not like Columbia House when we were kids.
Or BMG.
Right.
I stole from them so much, by the way. I'll tell you about that later. They work directly with brands like Nintendo, Star Wars, Marvel.
DC.
Go to KellyMano.com later today, and you are going to see all the stuff that Hoss gets from Loot Crate. And if you get a chance, go to their website. Make sure you mention my name. It's LOOTCRATE.com/KellyMano. That is LootCrate.com/KellyMano.
Ting drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID, though. Yeah. Two-step with me. One, here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more.
All right, so we talked about why Axel made everybody mad over the weekend. Now, my same-sex celebrity crush is Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
And she made everybody mad over the weekend because on April Fool's Day, she posted a picture of an ultrasound.
I saw that.
And said, it's a girl. So it was an April Fool's joke where she pretended like she was pregnant and she wasn't. She fooled me because I did not think that a star as big as her, especially with the amount of rumors that go around about her and Blake, would pull something like that. It kind of seems more like a B-lister stunt, like somebody.
I agree. It's kind of a cry for attention thing.
It is. Don't you think so, Jess?
Yeah, I saw your post and I was like, that's got to be real. So.
I really thought that it was the real deal.
Yeah. Are you an April Fool's person? Do you pull pranks?
No, like all my kids, I do. Like I'll send them to lunch with something and be like, sorry, I didn't get to go to the store, and it'll be like all broccoli. But then I'll be like, just kidding, there's another, you know, it's like I do it with the kids, but no, I don't do it. I think Facebook has just ruined like April Fool's Day.
Sure.
Like everything is so lame. And so everybody's mad at her because they apparently posting a fake pregnancy announcement is insensitive to people who are having trouble conceiving. So what do you guys think about? I mean, they like people are like off with her head. Like the comments on her Instagram are horrible.
You know what? Was it a bad time joke? Sure.
Yeah.
Can we stop getting offended
by everything, everybody, like, and everything? Line up.
It was a freaking April Fool's joke. Like, does she need to be lynched and burned at the stake?
No.
No. Was she trying to mock people who can't get pregnant?
No, she wasn't. And, you know, it goes back to, like, if you're battling infertility and you saw that post and in your brain you're like, you know what, that really sucked. That was distasteful. I'm not going to buy her next record. That's normal. That is a normal reaction. If it bothered you and you're like, you know what, I'm not going to buy her next CD. I'm going to unfollow her from Twitter. That's normal. Starting a crusade, not normal.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I forget in reference to what. I don't know if we were talking about the Trump protests or what, but I'm so tired of society finding a reason to get butthurt about everything.
Speaking of butthurt, what if I had a colostomy bag? Could you never tell a fart joke around me again? I would be offended by fart jokes if I had a colostomy bag because I can't fart.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody is so offended by everything. It drives me crazy. I'm like, lighten up. I mean,
it's like we're raising a generation of wusses.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not like we are. We are.
It's like there was a time where you could get offended by something. Because like I said, if you're battling infertility and if that post bothered you, I understand. But there was actually this time where you could actually be bothered by something and then just move on with your life and not like throw a holy hell fit and like start a website. And
you know what the thing is though? Like people are like, how dare you, offended right now?
Yeah.
By the time we get to next weekend, no one's going to care.
No, nobody's going to care.
We've come to a phase now where we use the term I'm offended and disrespect and all these inflammatory words so often.
Yes.
For about 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we move on to the next thing.
Right.
It has lost its impact.
If somebody walks up to you and calls you a bad name and punches you in the face, then you get to be offended.
Yes.
Until then, I don't really care.
Okay.
Yep.
Doesn't really matter to me. And so we talked about our weekends earlier. I shot my first wedding over the weekend.
How'd that go?
Since my surgery.
How was that?
So the wedding went good. I'm really sore today. So I want to say congratulations to Beth and Judd. They were my first couple. And Becker, who's co-hosted the show a lot,
okay,
he shot with me.
Cool.
Because I'm like, dude, I need like biceps. I need somebody to help me with these bags. And it was a really fun wedding party. And I felt kind of bad because there were like almost everyone was from Chicago and I didn't know it. And, you know, I have no filter. And so whenever I was at the...
they play the stupid song.
No, we were at the rehearsal dinner. Oh, are you talking about the Blackhawk song?
Yes.
We did talk about that. We're at the rehearsal dinner, and I'm just making conversation with these two guys I had met like literally 30 seconds ago. And I said something about Matt Holiday, and they said, oh, well, we're from Chicago. And just without missing a beat, I said, I effing hate Chicago. And they're like, oh, okay, thanks. Nice to meet you, little girl. And so, you know, but they were really nice to me, and they were trying to sway me to like Chicago people more. Are you guys with me that you just don't like people from Chicago?
I lived there for 2 years. I have a few friends from there.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole, that city could get nuked off the map and I would be all right.
Yeah. Jess?
I just hate the Blackhawks.
Yeah. I mean, we all hate the Blackhawks. But I just, so when I went away to college at SAUC, it seemed like everybody there was from Chicago and I was from St. Louis. And so that was when I got turned off to Chicago, was just all the people from Chicago that just think they're so much better than people from St. Louis. And so that's what rubbed me the wrong way. And then I dated a guy from Chicago for a long time and I would go there a lot. And I kind of just learned, it just reinforced my thought that people from Chicago are stuck up.
They're really rude, and they are the worst drivers in the history of the world.
Well, and they're rude when they come into our arenas, like whenever like the Blackhawks, because like,
well, that's a whole different type of rude, because if you could find me someone who's been a Blackhawk fan prior to 2010,
right,
I'll give you $100.
Exactly. But
find me someone who can tell me who the captain of the Blackhawks was before Jonathan Toews.
I couldn't tell you. And so I think that like when my family goes to like a Cardinals Cubs game, I don't find myself cussing at Cubs fans, but if I take Rocky to a Blues Blackhawks, you know, game, Blackhawks fans will cuss at my 11-year-old.
Yes.
I will say that the 2 years I lived there, just to be that guy, I would do it back to them.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what Blackhawks game I went to, I wore my Blues jersey.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what Cubs game I went to, I wore my Cardinals jersey.
So you would just be like a dick.
Oh, yeah. Why? Because I got to return the favor.
That's awesome.
I bought a White Sox jersey, not because I'm necessarily a White Sox fan, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's true.
So if
that's
I had
true.
To pick one, if I had to pick one local team in the city I lived in to root for, it was going to be the White Sox.
There
I
you
can
go.
See that. Okay.
Did you wear the White Sox jersey to, like, the baseball games?
If I went to a White Sox game, yeah.
Yeah, but not the other, because it's like a jersey rule that you don't wear a random jersey to, like, a game against two teams.
I agree. Although I would say that in the case of Chicago and St. Louis, if you're in St. Louis wearing a Blackhawks jersey, it's not a random jersey and vice versa.
Right.
You know exactly
what
you're
I would agree
doing.
With that. Yes.
Speaking of my surgery, I actually needed help in the public for the first time over the weekend because, you know, I can't use my right arm. And I was, I guess I haven't gotten gas since my surgery and I didn't realize that.
You're talking about for your car or you personally?
No, oh, for my car.
Okay.
And so small girls like Jess and I can attest that just navigating a gas hose with your good hand is sometimes really hard because the hoses are really thick. And sometimes they're twisted the wrong way.
It's just, yeah, it's like awkward. Like, I feel like I just gotta, like,
I have
be
to put
a
my,
certain way.
I have to put, like, my body weight into, like, a gas hose to turn it.
Sidebar, Gary, we're going to take this entire segment, edit it down. No. And we're going to take it completely out of context and make it Kelly Mano After Dark.
No. Yes. Well, so I was in a hurry because I was actually going to my wedding. And so I pulled over to get gas and I realized, oh my God, I have to do this left-handed. So I'm trying to navigate a gas nozzle left-handed. I looked like somebody with special needs, like fighting an anaconda.
Oh,
like, I could not get the nozzle to go where I wanted it to. At one point, it rolled out of my hand onto the ground. And this really nice guy was still, like, I would pay money if I had a surveillance camera. This guy came up to me. He's like, honey, do you need help? And like, I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, at that exact moment, gas, like, squirts out the end of the thing.
He's like, yeah, you need help.
Did you know gas is yellow? I didn't know that.
Really?
Until I squirted it out onto the ground. And the guy's like he insisted. He was like, back away from the gas nozzle, lady.
That's when you go to a full service gas station. Do they have those
anymore? They don't have those anymore.
They don't?
No, okay. No. My friend's mom is a grown up and still hasn't never pumped her own gas.
My aunt?
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever pumped gas.
Yeah. Girls from our generation are never going to know what that's like because we're tough.
Right, can you do it.
Oh well.
Every dude listening to this show is laughing hysterically right now.
Why?
And not because of gasoline.
Right.
Okay.
There are so many double entendres that just got thrown out in the last 45 seconds.
At one point, I had to listen. At one point, I had to straddle the nozzle. Like that was
for sure.
And we did. And we're back.
Like I had the nozzle, and I thought if I could just get my weight centered over it, so I swung my leg. I swung my leg over the hose, and I'm trying to get it in the hole like a wiener.
Oh my gosh, that's Kelly. She...
Then I dropped it, then I squirted it out, and then that poor guy.
And it's yellow. Who knew?
Okay, we're done. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Brushed it off, now I'm back to getting lit. Goose and orange juice, man, it's some good ish. Homeboy tripping cause I'm staring at his chick. Now he on the sideline staring at my click. Here comes the 5 to the 4 to the 3. Hands in the air, if you pass drunk, it's me. Club on the San Quan, put out them tears. Dude, I don't care, I'm a PMP. The Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown. Back once again. It's the Kelly Mano Show. The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by one of our new sponsors. It's Gateway Photo Booth. Woohoo!
Yay!
So Gateway Photo Booth is owned and operated by our good buddy Addison Clark, who has been on the show a couple times, and it was my fellow dinosaur. You know, photo booths are a big thing right now, not just for weddings, but for birthdays, anniversaries. And because they're a new trend, I've seen some really crappy ones that like look like they're falling apart. And I've seen the camera behind the thing and it's like a point and shoot. And I'm like, what are you people doing? Addison has had Gateway Photo Booth since 2009. What is that? 7 years?
Good. Cook math.
Look at me. Wedding packages start at just $600 for 3 hours. I know I have a lot of brides out there. And a lot of people do the photo booth as a gift to their guests. So, you know, back in the day, you would put like a little bag of nuts or like mints and stupid stuff like that.
Bubbles.
But now, yeah, bubbles. Now you get to bring a photo booth. And so, you know, your your friends and family get to jump in, and there's props, and then they
get fun.
And
it's
they
super
get
so fun. Yeah,
they get to take home a copy of the photos, and then you keep a copy of the photos, and so it's like the best of both worlds. So if you want to get in touch with Addison, his role name is Tim, so if he answers by Tim, that's why. His website is gatewayphotobooth.com. Again, that's gatewayphotobooth.com. If you mention the Kelly Mano Show, you receive $50 off any package. So again, you just walk in and go, Kelly Mano!
And you get free money.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere you go. You should try it like at the grocery store tomorrow.
I'm going to try it at the gas pump.
Get in touch with Addison at www.gatewayphotobooth.com and tell him that Kelly Mano sent you. Marky Mark ever recreated this? Or, like, I know he's been an actor for so long.
Have you ever seen the movie Rockstar?
Yeah, wait. No, Dirk Diggler? Is that the same thing?
No.
Oh.
He stars in a movie that it's a very loose reenactment.
With him and Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen it.
At the very end, during the credits, there's a scene where they're all on stage and they're getting ready to play back a song, and you hear from the side of the stage go, all right, roll cameras, playback, and you hear boop, boop. Boop, and instead of the rock song starting, this starts.
And he didn't know it.
He didn't know it. You just see his head, because he's getting ready to like 80s rock out. He just goes. Like, head just drops like, oh,
you know,
damn.
So he like is so embarrassed by this song. But you know who could get him to do it is Jimmy Fallon. Like, if anybody could get him.
Yeah.
Because if he like just recreated it just one time, like, because he's still got the body.
Yeah.
But if he just put on the Calvin Klein underwear, the baggy jeans, the backward hat, no top. And came out, come on, swing it. Like, 90s girls would lose their effing minds.
That'd be awesome.
Right? It would be amazing. Yeah, this song reminded me of strippers for some reason, which
I wonder why.
I don't... well, Hoss, so do we have strippers coming in next week?
99% confirmed.
So we like to interview people with neat jobs on the show. And we've interviewed a mortician. We've interviewed a phone sex operator. We've interviewed a fertility specialist. And I just said,
gynecologist.
My gynecologist. Yes. Oh,
psychics.
Yeah, you were on for the gynecologist show.
Yeah.
By the way, I took her advice of starting to sleep commando. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Really?
Try it. I know we knocked it at the time because we're like, ew. Now I wear pants or like shorts over it. But I've started going commando a lot. Like, that. You remember her telling us that? And we're
yes.
like, that's disgusting. We're not going to do that.
All
yeah,
right.
I gave it a whirl. All amazing. Right,
change your life?
Like, seriously change your life. Especially if you sleep commando, just in, like, jammy pants, you know? Give it a
whirl. But I only sleep in underwear, though.
No, ditch the underwear and get sleep shorts. You will thank me later, ladies. Sleep commando. It's amazing. So anyway, I was like, hey, we need to interview.
I endorse this.
You do endorse it.
Can I endorse
this?
Do you
sleep commando?
I wear, like, basketball shorts.
Okay, but commando underneath.
Yeah.
Everything's got to air out at some point in the day.
Apparently.
Like, you would think that, like, the stuff that ends up in your underwear would, like, end up in your pants. It doesn't. It, like, evaporates. And all the girls out there know exactly what I'm talking about right now. It's like the underwear keeps all that crap trapped in there. But when you sleep without it, yeah, trust
Just
me.
Just let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Like wine.
Yeah, like a fine wine. Let the vagina breathe. Okay. Where was I going with this? Oh, strippers.
Yeah. Speaking of.
So last week, it was so funny. I was like, hey, we should interview strippers. Like, I just mentioned it. And it was like literally within 8 hours, Hoss is like, hey, I booked those strippers for you.
Wow.
I'm like, wow. I have never seen Hoss or Gary move so quick on a booking
in my life.
And it
wasn't even really me. Like, I put a post out there. And yeah. I even like put a disclaimer like, I'm not joking around. Like,
right.
Seriously. And I have a friend of mine who's in radio who said, I've got someone for you, and put me in touch. And she seems really cool. So we're
going
to have her and hopefully her friend in.
Yeah, I'd love to have what's better than one stripper?
Two?
Exactly. So we want them to come in, and I don't want them to come in character. I don't want them to come in and be like, I'm Bambi, and I wear a sailor suit. You know, like, I want to hear, what is the job really like?
Can she still wear the sailor suit?
No, she cannot. But I will let them plug who they are and where they dance at the end of the segment.
Okay.
But they have to be willing to talk about, you know, like,
what
do you tell your grandma that you do for a living? What was it like the first time?
What about the creeps that come into the strip club? I'm sure there are so many stories about that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep. And so next week we should have strippers. Also, next week we have a big announcement. I haven't even told any of you what it is.
go.
Don't you love when I surprise you with this stuff?
Yeah.
Like the other night, I'm like, hey, Hoss, can you be at my house at 6 o'clock? He's like, sure. I'm like, we're interviewing David Backus. He's like, okay.
Sweet.
Oh, wait. Speaking of David Backus, I haven't even played my thing yet. I meant to play it in the beginning.
Hi, this is David Backus, and you're listening to the Kelly Mano Show.
And she's really awesome.
And she's a little off her rocker, but fun all the time.
I've never had like a celebrity liner before.
That's awesome.
And it made me think like I need to get more. And right, obviously, yeah, when I got a lot of work coming up with the Cardinals, so I'll get some of them.
Yep.
But I want big celebrities who we'll never get. So does anybody know anyone who does really good celebrity impressions?
Oh.
And I'm not kidding. Because I think it would be awesome if we could find people who could do different voices and be like, this is Britney Spears and you're listening to the Kelly Mano Show. And like all
Ariana Grande does a lot of them, but we got to get
her. If there's anybody in St. Louis that does good celebrity voices, email us at heykelly@kellymano.com. I want to make a bunch of fake liners. And so like all of my like core listeners will know like that it's not the real people. But as I gain new listeners, people will be like, dude, this chick is a big deal. Like she's got Madonna dropping liners for her.
I mean, can't just anybody be like, hey, this is Madonna.
No.
You have to have a really bad fake British accent.
Yes.
I'm going to work on it because maybe I could do this. I don't know.
Sure. I feel like I know celebrity voices really well.
I've got a few.
So you can do a couple?
I can do a few.
You know what? I should have people like submit them.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Oh, that's a great idea.
And yeah, because we got a big giveaway next week. You know, there's a certain home opener happening next weekend or next Monday. And we're going to be giving away 4 really awesome Cardinal tickets in the 200s next week.
Hmm.
A family 4-pack. It's very exciting. So Lucy and I were in a commercial over the weekend.
Of course you were.
Yeah, of course we were. So I don't think I can tell you who it is because it's all this like client confidentiality.
Right.
So Lucy's an actress and she goes on auditions all the time. And then there was this one particular one where they're like, hey, we want the moms to come. And so we go for the audition and all they had the moms do was sit down and say, hi, my name is Kelly and Lucy Mantle's my daughter. That was it. And so we got there. We had no idea what we were doing, but I knew it was for Mother's Day. So we get there and they take Lucy in. They take her in first and I assume that I'm going to go in second. You know, they're like, okay, well, you have to be comfortable with us taking your daughter out of the room and asking her questions about you. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like, that's not a big deal. But what they didn't tell me was that then after they sent off Lucy, they snuck me in another room to watch the whole thing. And then they filmed me watching the whole thing and I shed a single tear. I am not a crier. But when they don't tell you that they're going to do that, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there, and they're, you know, they're asking your daughter all these questions, and they had to dig so hard for poor Lucy, because it's a Mother's Day commercial, so you know they want stuff like, you know, my mom takes me, you know, to the movies, and we get manicures, and they're like, tell us about your mom, and she's like, my mom's crazy, she dresses in dinosaur costumes and makes people mad.
Mom hides money in the walls because she doesn't trust the bank.
Like, oh, I mean, like, at one point I felt bad for the questionnaires because they're really trying to like dig and get her to say something normal about her mother. And they're like, what's your favorite thing to do with your mom? She's like, make rap videos.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom ships animal poo to NFL owners.
Yeah. My mom sends poop to people and she raps and she dresses like a dinosaur. And so hopefully we don't get like edited out. I hope that like... At one point, I had to tell the interviewer, I'm like, I said, can I get information to her? And the guy's like, sure. I'm like, go ask her about our secret notebook. Because Lucy and I have a secret notebook that we write back and forth and nobody else in the family knows where it is or what it says.
It's not a secret if you're talking about it on the show.
But nobody knows where it is.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why it's a secret. Like Jimmy and whatever my other family members name.
Steve
and Bob. None of them can see it. So yeah, like at one point she was saying so much silly stuff about me that I had to like help the interviewer because they were like every question she was answering.
Ask her about the secret notebook.
Yeah, she's like, we have fart contests, rap, dinosaur, you know, stuff like that. Normal stuff.
Make rap videos.
Listen, if we made the cut, it's going to be airing in a couple weeks. And so I will let you guys know. And if we got cut out because we're the man.
I wonder why you would get cut. I mean, I can't imagine.
We didn't say anything.
Hallmark isn't going to go for rap videos and dinosaur farts.
Yeah, her agency's going to call and be like, yeah, you guys ended up on the editing room floor. Really sorry about that. So over the weekend, I guess it was, I saw online a lot of people post like every year, like the top 10 names of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So Jess, you and I and Chris and even Gary, you're probably always on those lists, right? Or back in our day.
Yeah, I was going to say, mine was during the 80s.
Although, mine is not the typical name that you would expect.
Oh, you're right, because you're Christian, aren't you?
Yep, I'm not Christopher.
I always thought you were Christopher.
You're Christian.
Which is very common now. Growing up, I was the only Chris I knew named Christian.
Right.
And now there's tons.
Right.
So, like, every year they release these, like, top 10 names. Yes. And I always say that I don't have the right to make fun of anybody else's kid's name because I name my kid Rocky. Like, once you
have... If you spell it with six Z's and a Q, I can make fun
That's what drives me crazy.
Yes.
Shut up.
I know.
Crystal is not spelled K-Y-R-Z-S-Q... apostrophe asterisk Z-L.
That drives me crazy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah. Thank God I don't have a job like that where I have to deal with people's names.
I have a good story about
yes.
that. When I was in my banking days, when my day job, I actually had a customer. I'm obviously not going to give the last name out, but the first name was L-A-A.
LaDasha.
LaDasha.
No.
I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've seen that
Shut
name.
Up.
Yeah. L-E or L-A, then a dash and an A. And apparently the dash is not silent. Like the name is LaDasha.
That is ridiculous.
We are doomed as a people.
We're
doomed.
So I went to go pick up Rocky's prescription today, and I went to my pharmacy, and there was a bunch of people in line. I thought it was bad for the lady. I said, I have a pickup for Rocky Mano, and she's like, oh, okay, is that a dog? I guess they keep like their vet medicine, like other. I'm like, no, that's my son. And
she turned like bright red.
No, I'm like, listen.
Oh, your prescription's free, ma'am.
I'm like, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad because. Every year they release like the top 10 babies' names. My kids are never on it, but then they turn around and release the top 10 dog names, and Rocky and Lucy are at the top every year.
Like, Lucy, really?
Yes.
Huh.
And Jimmy's sister, Diane, had dogs named Rocky and Lucy, and then we gave birth to kids and we named them Rocky and Lucy.
All right.
Like the dogs just died in the last couple of years, but there was like,
she's like, you're naming your children after
my That's exactly
dogs.
What she thought. That's exactly what she thought. And so,
that's awesome.
Like, so my kids, and you know, when I named Lucy, like I almost flipped out and changed her name. Cause I'm like, it's getting too popular. But then it kind of like died back away again. So that right. made me, I don't know why I got hung up on not giving my kids a common name. I guess just cause I had one, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, but you didn't spell them crazy, which
No,
is
I
great.
Didn't.
You could have put a L apostrophe or D apostrophe in front of your name. That's what all the kids are doing nowadays.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, if Jimmy and I had any more...
DeKelly. Or LaKelly.
LaKelly. If we would have had any more kids, especially girls, we probably would have gotten a divorce. Because, I mean, like, we would just go round and round over names. And my next one was going to be Tallulah. So
nice.
I think it's cute. So I have a name. I have a list here of the top 15 boy and girl names of the entire generation.
Okay.
Is this like millennial generation?
1900 to 1999.
Okay.
So an entire century.
Do you guys have any guesses on what might be on that list?
Gregory.
Let me see. That's a good one. No, not Gregory.
Wow.
Anthony.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Anthony's number 15 for the boys.
Daniel?
Daniel is number 12 for the boys.
Sally.
No, no Sally.
Amy.
Nope.
Jennifer?
Yes,
yeah,
Jennifer.
Jennifer, yeah.
Jennifer was all the way up at number 3.
Oh, okay.
Any other girl guesses?
For the whole
Brenda.
Century.
Nope.
Deborah?
I think she's on here.
I don't know why I didn't go with Jennifer. I think my first four girlfriends were all named Jennifer.
Oh, everybody from the 80s was named Jennifer. I can't read my own damn handwriting.
Is Deborah on there?
I don't think so. I think I have Dorothy on here. So I'm going to go ahead and read them. So I'll go from 15 to number 1. So number 15 for the girls was Lisa. Number 14 was Betty, which we almost called Libby Lou Betty because her name is Elizabetta, and I thought Betty would be a cute nickname, but I had to have my Libby Lou. Number 13, let's do Nancy, Karen, Dorothy, Sarah, Jessica, Margaret, Susan, and Barbara. Top 5, number 5 was Linda. Number 4 was Elizabeth. Number 3 was Jennifer. Number 2 was Patricia, which kind of...
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And the number 1 girl's name was Mary.
Yeah.
Of okay. all 100 okay. years. And then, so the boys' names, Haas got a couple of them named there. Chris, you're on here, though.
Oh, okay.
You're number 11.
Sweet.
So, not Christian. I think it was Christopher.
Probably
but,
Christopher.
But, I mean, that's, you know,
close enough.
Number 9 was Charles. Number 8 was Joseph. Number 7 was Richard. 6 is David. 5 is William. 4 is Michael. Robert is number 3. And John was number 2. And James was number 1.
All right.
God, what are these going to look like in next time? Is LaDasha going to be like in the top 10?
Oh, my goodness.
now, Jess and Chris, you guys don't have kids. Have you already, like, named your children in your head?
Absolutely. And if I don't have children, they're going to be dog names.
Exactly.
Mine is going, if I have a son, he's going to be named Azuipe.
What the hell is that? Oh, that's asswipe.
Yes, it is.
You're so full of crap. Although I wouldn't be surprised. Or, do you remember in The Office whenever the Jan named her baby Ass-Turd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was Astrid, but they kept calling her Ass-Turd.
Astrid.
The Ass-Turd. Office is on Netflix now, and I could just watch that, like... All, did you guys watch that when it was current?
Oh, no.
You've never seen The Office?
No.
I watched it for a while. It got a bit repetitive. But
when Michael Scott left,
it
jumped the ship. So, all right, we'll be right back. It is The Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Oh, I wish you guys could hear what we talk about in between the breaks. Sometimes it is funnier than the real show. You know what we're going to start doing next week? We are going to start doing a show before the show on Facebook Live. So you know how before the show, me and you and Gary kind of like talk about what we're going to do that day and what topics we're going to talk about and things like that.
Right.
Basically, we're going to do that on Facebook Live.
Okay.
So nice. That our listeners can chime in. Because, you know, we kind of go through stories and we're like, hey, do you want to talk about this? No, yes, no. So they can help us with that. But what I want to talk about right now. It's our new sponsor.
Oh, I was really wondering where this was going.
So I told you guys last week that we had room for one more sponsor because we signed 3 in 1 week. La Tejana jumped on as number 4. So if you wanted to advertise with the Kelly Mano Show, too bad.
Yeah, so
you can go on a wait list, but you know. We give these advertisers like 6 to 8 weeks at a time. So
If
you're, like I said, you can email us, heykelly@kellymano.com, if you want us to feature your business. But La Tejana swooped in and took that last spot.
Nice.
So I went and met them at their taqueria.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Brenda and Tony are two of the most wonderful people you are ever going to meet.
I walked in and I met Brenda for like 5 minutes. I'm like, you are the Mexican version of Kelly Mano. She's got like 500 things going on at once.
Right.
And like not, so they've got like a taqueria, which I did not know how sheltered I was in my eating. Have you ever been in their grocery store?
Yes.
I have a picture that I'm going to put at kellymano.com right now of myself holding a cow tongue.
Sweet.
And this cow tongue is
not
like,
attached to a cow.
No, it's like 2 feet long.
Yep.
I was disgusted. And I told her I was going to say that on the show, and she said that was okay.
Well, you're a gringo. It's okay.
Yes. And so they've got this awesome, it's an authentic Mexican restaurant. It's like the interior design reminds me of like a Chinese restaurant. It's not like a fancy place where you go sit down for like a nice dinner, but it's not fast food. It's like a Chinese place. You go in, you order, you sit down. They have all authentic stuff. But if you're a gringo like me, you can say, can I just have a taco? With just like meat and cheese. And they might laugh at you.
And they'll say, get out.
Yes, get out of here. But La Tejana is located at 3149 North Lindbergh Boulevard. You can go in, get yourself something to eat. Go next door to the Mexican grocery store. They got a Mexican liquor store.
Oh,
they basically bought the whole damn strip mall.
Right.
Have you ever been downstairs to their Spanish radio station?
Yes.
It's amazing. I walk in and the guy's like, what? You know, because I don't know what they're saying. And I'm like, their studio's nicer than ours.
I actually helped them put that studio together.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You did. So what is your favorite thing at La Tejana?
Oh, carne asada without question.
Yeah? You
their
like
carne
that?
Carne asada street tacos, just straight carne asada with the cilantro and onions, and just give me some lime to squeeze in it.
Nice.
Happy, happy.
Well, I am excited to have them on board. If you'd like to visit them, go to 3149 North Lindbergh Boulevard, and they are open 7 days a week because they're workaholics.
That's right.
I'm like, dude, take a day off. She's like, yeah, we're not white. She's like, we're Mexican. We work. I'm like, dude, you got a point. All right, go visit La Tejana. Tell them that Kelly Mano sent you.
Are you playing the other Color Me Bad song?
Yes.
Give you flowers too. Thank the Lord for you. I think about you every time.
This song reminds me of like junior high.
You know what this band always reminded me of?
What?
Everybody in the band looked like a different phase of George Michael's career, and then a black guy.
You gotta have a black guy. We need a token black guy on the show.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm trying to get our friend Carlos to come on. Every time I call him, he's like, "I'm busy." I'm like, "Really, Carlos? What are you doing?" Like, he doesn't have kids. He works, but do you know Carlos?
I've heard you talk about Carlos.
Carlos has been like part of our family for 15 years now.
So why can't you just grab him when he's over here sometime and be like, "Hey"?
I don't know. He's one of those guys that's like kind of hard, like mysteriously hard to get a hold of.
Okay.
Like, you know, Batman?
Like Batman.
I mean, I'm not sure he exists. I mean,
he really does, and he's like the funniest guy on the planet. I don't know. Carlos, I'm coming for you. I don't think he listens.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so we got in some new merchandise over the weekend. Jess, reach behind you and check out those awesome shirts. And why don't you tell everybody what they say?
I can't get
they
one.
They say this side up. Oh, that's the box.
So we got new Sassy Classy and a Bit Smartassy Tomboy shirts. They are located. You can buy them at KellyManno.com. I set up my own store.
I'm snagging one of these today.
I know you are.
For sure. When you asked me to come on, I was like, "Hey, I got to get one of those shirts."
And you're going to model it for us, right?
That's right.
Hooray.
I don't have any pictures of it in real life. And
you don't want me to do it?
No. A hostel will fit you like a tube top.
True.
I think we should both wear one.
I could wear one on each hand like a puppet.
Exactly. But they're cute. I love it.
They're adorable.
They're like a women's cut, but they're not tight. I hate when something says women's cut and then it means like it sucks to your skin.
Means spandex.
Exactly.
And it totally describes me.
Yes. Sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. So
I don't know about the class.
The classy part's a stretch, but
for
you know.
Sure.
So if you want to get one of those, go to KellyManno.com. If the checkout does not work, please let me know immediately because I set it up myself. Where's my dinger?
Yay!
Kind of a sad story, a very sad story this week in St. Louis. Do you guys see the Patriot Guard who got killed in the motorcycle accident?
I heard about that.
So basically, I guess the Patriot Guard is a group of motorcyclists who ride for fallen, I think it's veterans.
Yes.
I could be wrong. It could be like police officers, but I think it's for fallen veterans. And basically, they lead and protect the funeral procession. And this guy was, you know, I think maybe at the back of it and came through and he was hit by car, was killed in a funeral procession, riding for this other guy, not knowing that his funeral is going to be a couple days later. And it really frustrated me because I grew up in a small town. And when you grow up in a small town, you pull the hell over when there's, and not only do you pull over, you don't just pull over for a second, let them, like, if you're in Granite City, Illinois, and there's a funeral procession, they will pull over on both sides of the road, not just the side that the procession is on. And now I live in Hazelwood, and it's kind of like people do pull over, they're not super rude, but it's not to the extent that I'm used to growing up,
right?
And so when I hear something like this happen, it just makes me think of, and I don't know the story, I don't know anything about the woman that hit him, but it does bring to question of like paying attention when you're driving.
What's the law? Does the law say that you have to pull over? I honestly don't know.
I don't know if it's a law.
Or is that just like a courtesy?
No, I think it is definitely a law, but I don't know.
Yeah, there is a law about funeral processions,
okay,
but I don't know
what it is. I don't know what it is.
Because I believe that is a reason why more times than not you'll see at least in the front one police vehicle.
Right.
Yeah, kind of escorting everybody.
Have you ever accidentally, and I've done it a few times, mainly on the highway,
joined a funeral
accidentally
procession?
Like cut in?
Yes.
And as soon as you realize it, you're like, "Oh,
I'm an idiot." Back. Well, I think on the highway it's hard because you can't see flashing lights.
Yeah,
you can't
the
see.
Different.
So we saw a funeral procession a few weeks ago, and I actually stopped and showed my kids. I'm like, "See that orange tag in their mirror? And this is what it means. And here's what you do." And then just a couple days later, that story came out. And I'll tell you what. I'm not that old to be like a prude. I've had it with texting and driving.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm just
guilty.
I'm just going to start flipping people off. Well, I mean, I tell my kids all the time. I'm like, if you are in the car with somebody and their mom or dad is texting while they're driving, you come home and tell me right away.
Yeah.
And they rat out their dad all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. And I get on Jimmy for it because,
you know, one of the things that my car has in it, and it, I don't know if it's because I got a new iPhone or not, but it has stopped working. But it was one of the greatest features.
Voice texting.
When I got a text, my car would alert me and it would read me the text.
Yeah, my car does.
And I could hit a button and talk and reply to the text.
Yes.
Yeah.
It stopped working ever since I got the new iPhone, so I don't know if maybe it's just not compatible. But that feature was fantastic.
I think that's different because you're having a conversation, and I think having a conversation with a speaker or having a conversation with a passenger.
Oh, no, I agree, but what I'm saying is, like, that's great because you never have to take your hands off the wheel. You never have to look down to see what a text says. Like, it's all...
And it's not just texting. People are doing all kinds of things on their phone. I drive by and people amazed. Are like, I'm like, you haven't looked up at the road in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You're looking at something.
Right. Yeah. And, not only, so the thing, I don't ever text when I drive. If it's very important, I will do, like, a voice to text.
Yeah.
But then it, like, misreads everything I say.
Always.
And I don't even look at it till I get home and things like that. So I don't ever text when I drive. But I lately have been guilty of texting at stoplights if it turns red.
I do that.
But it makes me think of, like, how, like, stupid and unconnected we are. Because when you're at a stoplight, you should be paying attention to your surroundings.
Yep.
I mean, what if there's like a dog running loose on the side of the road? Or what if the person in the car next to you is having an emergency? Or what? Like,
yeah, that's
just,
so true.
Like, driving and your phone just don't mix. Like, put it away. Put it in your glove box. Put it somewhere. And if you have to use it, then pull over and use it. And I don't know if that's what happened with this woman, and I'm not saying it was. But I'm saying that, you know, even texting at a red light, we got to watch it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
I'm guilty. Stoplights, for sure.
I'm guilty going down the highway.
Yeah.
I think people are so, like, synced with their phones these days.
Right.
Like, sometimes I'm laying in bed next to my husband, and we're both on our phones. And I'm like, really, what's wrong with us?
Yeah, like, I think my phone is kind of like a wake up and a wind down for me. Like, when I get up, I don't check my phone. I get the kids ready for school. And then when they leave, I give myself like a half an hour to like play on Facebook or whatever. And then I give myself the same thing at night. Now, Chris, you work from your phone.
Pretty much. I have my laptop and my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm between the two, I'm always on some device and connected somewhere.
Yeah. I'm going to start carrying like a sign in my car. Like, and if I see somebody texting and driving, should it be a nice sign or a mean sign?
Maybe just like
what
a
if
direct.
People chase
what
me?
If you put one, have one that says something like hashtag or like Facebook / put the damn phone down.
Yes. But then I'll get called out for taking a picture while driving. I'll have my kids do it.
There you go.
What? I mean, it's a good idea, right?
Sure.
You think? What do you think about
that? We should
that
start
theory?
A shaming page.
Yeah, we can.
Well, actually, I had one question to the ladies in the room. Do either of you attempt to put makeup on while you're driving?
Nope. Nope.
Totally guilty.
I do not, but that's also because I live really close to my job, and I don't have a lot of time to do that. I'm ready to go, and I do not put on makeup in my car.
Well,
nope.
You guys know I'm addicted to lip gloss. Like, I need
okay,
it 24 hours a day.
Does that count?
No, that doesn't count.
Like, even coming out of surgery, I'm asking
for
lip gloss.
No,
I've seen chicks, like, full-on foundation, the whole nine yards going
like
on the road.
Like, eyeliner?
No.
No, I don't do that.
I won't put on any makeup that I need a mirror for, but I will put on powder, and I will put on, like, lip gloss.
Lip gloss doesn't count. You don't need a mirror for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just not.
That's, lip gloss is like second nature to me. I'm like, my lips are dry. Where is it?
I know. Like, before every show, Gary, what do you have to find for me?
Look, there it is.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, my lips are dry. I
Thank
always tell
you.
My husband, I'm like, my lips are chapped. And he's like, your lips have not been chapped a day in your life.
I came out of surgery on Facebook Live and my husband's like, how was the surgery? I'm like, where's my lip gloss?
Absolutely. I'm the same way. There should be vending machines with lip gloss in them. That's
I know.
What I
always say. Yeah, I'm sort of addicted. So thanks for coming in, Jess.
You are so welcome.
It's
Thanks
so
for having
fun
me.
To have a girl in, you know, hang out with us.
I love it. I'm always surprised when you ask me back. I'm like, well,
hey,
I guess
look,
I didn't
she
suck.
Likes me.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got a big announcement coming. I wouldn't say it's a huge announcement, but we have an announcement coming next week regarding the Kelly Mano Show.
Okay.
So it'll be next Monday, and you can hear about it then. We're also going to be giving away Cardinal tickets.
Woo-hoo!
As they always say, if you like the show, share the show. It's so important that you tell people about the Kelly Mano Show. More listeners mean more advertisers, which means more Kelly Mano in your life. Plus, David Backus loves the show. Hello.
I know. Hello.
He said it himself. All right. We're going to go. We will be back next week. Until then, be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Hoss, anything for the fellas.
Don't stop believing. GNR St. Louis 2016.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
We will talk to you next week. See ya.
See ya.
much.